Hey everyone, welcome to Morning Mises, guys. We are going over issue number 23 of the Transformers Skybound comics. Thanks for being here, everyone. I'm here with Boo of the AxelentUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Hey, and by the way, everyone, when you do something like this, make sure you find a friend or a co-host who finds a 40-year-old Jubilee tram for Typhoo T. Traded in three tokens from his comics to get this.
Yeah, cut up my UK comics, my pristine UK comics, and sent it in. And luckily, they had a whole warehouse full of them.
A little probably mini warehouse. They're probably trying to keep the payments up on that thing so it doesn't go end up on like the what is the warehouse wars or whatever those shows are where they buy a mini warehouse.
It's
Someone's gonna open that thing up and going like, oh God, that's all we got.
probably in one of those like secret like bunkers from the Blitz, like under the Thames. It's just full of Typhoo T trams.
That and
And
the
I'm kidding,
gliders.
they don't have any more that I know of. I didn't cut up my comics, so don't cut up yours. Cut up other people's comics.
Yeah, definitely other people's comics. Find a friend who doesn't mind their comics being cut up or borrow the comic and forget to give it back.
Got an X you don't like? Get your Typhoo T tram.
But we are going on to issue number 23, which is has Ultra Magnus on the cover holding up a tattered Autobot flag. We're talking about it was like what like a very Iwo Jima.
Yeah, kind of Iwo Jima, but also kind of has a feel like it's going to be the Alamo or Battle of Thermopylae or, some kind of
All of
lost
those
cause there.
lost cause battles, with Ultra Magnus on the cover. And Ultra Magnus, who honestly we kind of think of as a lost cause anyways.
Can he handle it now? Or deal with it? Can he deal with it now? I don't
We'll
know.
see.
Yeah.
But we start off on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean with Shredhead coming through the space bridge.
His name is Robert Paulson. But yeah, Shredhead just pops up. Man, that's got to be just a jolt when you're at the bottom of the ocean suddenly. Like you go through a portal, you're in a, I guess, a gaseous atmosphere, and then you go instantly to, however
Ocean.
many pounds of pressure there is.
Yeah, really also and all the body parts of whales left over their use to
Oh,
make the
yeah.
space bridge work. That's still one of the most grim moments of these issues.
They are saving the coral reefs. They're going to just rebuild right on top of that.
Oh yeah. I mean, come on, this is all Cybertronian tech. This is waiting to have coral butt on it.
Right, all over it. Just.
All over. Yeah, Shredhead's got a
Oh.
picture of Carly on his little hand projector thing, so he knows who to look for. That'll be fun when Carly's van shows up as a transformer.
Yeah, hey, we've never met, but I found this picture of you. Sounds like what Jenny 867-5309.
It does. It really does. And we go all the way to Chicago where Trailbreaker is he's called Trailbreaker in this, right? Because he was like they named his they changed his name on the toy line, like Trailblazer or
Oh
something.
yeah, he's Trailbreaker again though.
He's Trail. Okay, good. He's Trailbreaker. I thought
Yeah.
so. I just double checking.
You
Like
never know with the
invasive thoughts in my head.
trademarks, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to hold back the Decepticon, assault, and he's got his force field up. And as we know with Trailbreaker, his force field drains so much energy, so he's it's all he can do, pretty much.
And they were already low on energy before this.
Yeah, right. They're trying to if you all remember, trying to evacuate all the humans out of Chicago, so they can fight the Decepticons. And so it's even worse for them trying to get everyone out of Chicago while they do this. And I don't know
I got a lot of feels like from the
what.
Marvel Transformers number 4, like The Last Stand. They're getting ready to stand up. I know the Autobots are all out of energy, and the Decepticons are coming for a full assault, and they're all powered up and raring to go. This has like a similar feel to
Well, hopefully Shockwave doesn't show
that. Right?
up. A
Where
bad
is he
time for
right
a
now?
while. But yeah, then so they've been like kind of scouting out the Autobots for a while, and Starscream screams, "Decepticons to me!" And Wheeljack, Wheeljack and RC talked about how they've actually been able to get all the humans out of the north side of the city, which is good. Silverbolt is coming in to help lead. them out of there. And she's trying to find a way through. But in all that time, we have Starscream thinks he's doing really good for Megatron. Like he's all proud of himself. Like I found the Autobots are just down there, and like Megatron grabs him with a face.
Oh yeah, he snatches him.
Basically, you've ruined our element of surprise, so let's just, I guess, go do it. Soundwave, who is completely a psychopath in this universe, he's like, yeah, Leander, the human, the military de defending the city is completely defeated. Should we continue killing innocent humans? It'll wreck the Autobots' morale. Dude, Soundwave is brutal.
Hey, cries and screams are music to his ears.
Thank you. Thank you for his motto.
I mean, this guy's living it.
Oh, he
I mean,
is. He's definitely living it. And yeah, so Megatron is he's kind of pissed at Starscream, but he's like, look, like all forces move in. They're pressing the attack to finish it. Which
yeah.
for all intents and purposes, it looks like they have pretty much put the Autobots on the back their back foot.
Well, and now they have to because of Starscream, though. Anything he'd planned before,
Yeah.
has to be put aside because he's just spoiled that they're there.
And isn't Starscream the best screw-upper of Megatron's plans? You
Oh, yeah.
remember the Simba show when Autobots were all in stasis and they were leaving, and Starscream had to have that last shot to knock rocks and
Oh,
wake up
yeah. And then,
prime.
he used up Energon cubes to test them.
Yep.
And put him behind, and this is a very Darth Vader moment too. It's like, oh, you came out of hyperspace too soon or whatever, and you alerted the
Yeah.
rebels on Hoth. So he's force choking him real close.
The force of his hand.
Right.
And we go to Optimus Prime, who's in the Matrix. And so I'm kind of curious what they're gonna do with this, because then the during the Marvel run of Transformers comic, you had the tainted Matrix, the Dark Matrix.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of wondering if they're gonna do something like that with this here because of what's happening.
I'm curious as to where this is going.
Yeah. There he's tr Prime's trying to talk to the other Primes, but they're all entangled in this like mass of like tendrils of dark purple energy.
Yeah.
And like talking about the Matrix is plagued.
It
And
almost makes me wonder if it's not going to be like Dark Energon, like from Transformers Prime.
that could be, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, as we've seen in the Renegade universe, the RP yeah, tabletop RPG. All those Energons that were in Prime are live in the tabletop RPG. So you have like Dark Energon, you have synthetic Energon, and so on.
Yeah.
So I could see that happening.
Good old synth in.
You see the tendrils start, grasping around Optimus Prime, and
They eat a baby.
yeah, dude, what's going on here? Is this supposed to be Spike?
I don't know what that is. Is it a premonition? I mean, I see a little hat on him.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yeah, that got gruesome real quick.
Real quick. Because yeah, he's holding you see go back and see the claw. It goes from his hand to a claw around. Yeah. It's pretty gruesome scene. But Sparky comes out of nowhere and his
Yeah, so
piercing blue eyes.
yeah, he's part of the Matrix now, like. Oh, you wanted to see, Sentinel Prime or Alpha Trion? Nope, you got me.
Well, I was kind of like wonder if he ends up being like a guide through the Matrix for
Yeah.
Prime, which he makes a reference in it here in a bit, like where he just kind of woke up and Prime's doing the thing too. So it's almost like time doesn't really exist here.
Right.
Time's a flat circle. So yeah, piercing below eyes of Sparky are trying to lead Optimus Prime through the Matrix. And we go back. This is
Are
really
you trying to say old Blue Eyes is back?
old Blue Eyes is back.
Yeah,
They did a scene later in the comic where his eyes are like glowing blue. It's like he's like the right stuff guy. He's like he I feel like he flew a rocket to the moon and came back and everyone cheered him on, kind of blue eyed
did
thing.
he go to Arrakis? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh yeah, he definitely went to Arrakis. He loves him some spice. But we go to the next scene. Like, we're in the Alder Planetarium, where it's where the humans have kind of set up a base camp for, like, like a, I guess a, I guess it, is it like a triage kind of area out
Yeah,
there?
it's kind of a triage and also like a, I don't know, a spot for everyone to kind of get it to cover. Probably good that's gonna do.
Well, I mean, as much as you can do, I guess. And Optimus Prime's laying there with his chest open and his hand up, holding a spike in the Matrix still. And there's this huge, like, boom, this, like, sonic boom outside. They're all, like, rattled. But,
Yeah. And this part kind of reminds me of the early IDW. What was that, Infiltration or whatever? Like all the people were hiding, like in the subway tunnels and stuff.
I kind of remember that. It's
Yeah.
been a while since I read that.
Yeah, it's been, man, that's been a long time. That's
Can't
like
read like
20 years
once.
ago.
Yeah. God, is it already that long?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, okay. So yeah, sure. We'll go with it. Kind of rolled.
Dreamwave is almost 25 years ago.
Yeah. That's on the tail end of Dreamway too, isn't it?
Right.
God, what happened? So yeah, Jazz asking, like, RC what she sees, and the Decepticons, they'll be on us in minutes. Man, this is really kind of tender moment where Will's just like, I try to make you an arm. It's not my best work, but I don't even know if it'll work. But here
Knowing
you
Wheeljack, as soon as he powers it up, it'll just start punching Prime in the face or something, you know.
I do what I could, Fry.
Stop helping. Wheeljack, in a way, is kind of, Optimus's Starscream.
Oh, he kind of is.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
It's not intentional.
that looks at, I, we gotta look at it a whole different way now. That's yeah. Anyways,
Just had an epiphany there, huh?
it all makes sense. Everything kind of falls into place. Yeah, we got you a lab outside the base, Wheeljack, so you can blow stuff up out there. Ah, Prime, let's make some more dinosaurs.
Yeah, you notice that was like the first thing they built too. As soon as they like woke up, like, hey, yeah, build Wheeljack a little workshop outside. No, he's back inside again.
And remember, Wheeljack had a lab away from Icon City
Oh,
on
yeah.
Cybertron. This is not accidental. This is on purpose.
And the Decepticons locked it and didn't want anything that was in it.
No, they didn't,
Because it's
because
like,
they
no,
knew
don't
better.
touch anything in there. It'll kill you.
Yeah,
Even the ones that work, especially the ones that work.
there's a scene where Firefly's talking to Silverbolt, saying, like, this might be the end of our end, dear brothers, talking to the other Aerobots.
Yeah.
And then, like, what's his name? The doctor who's seen all the patients who helped bring them in there. I cannot remember his name right now.
Yeah, I don't
He
recall.
says, like, all the people who are there kind of want to say a few, words to Prime, because, all this time we've been seeing the Autobots being blamed for stuff, but the people who live there are like, oh yeah, you saved me, and you rescued us and stuff. So it's a nice moment for them.
It was.
And then Carly shows up with Ultra Magnus, saying, like, you rescued me. And they're like, what? Wheeljack's like, Magnus, good to have you back. RC's pretty happy to see Carly. But that's when the moment happens where Megatron's like, we got to finish this. But man, they did a good job of making Ultra Magnus just look beaten down and weathered.
Yeah, they did.
He doesn't look like he doesn't look like an IDW Ultra Magnus. He doesn't look, this, like, broomstick up his tailpipe, kind of like, well-to-do, almost a Vulcan for the Autobots.
Oh,
He's
he's Dr. Leo. That's his name.
Dr. Leo, thank you.
Or is it Lio? I guess
Well,
it's spelled like
sure.
Lio Convoy, so maybe that'll help us remember it.
It's Leo. We'll
If
go
they're
with that.
not a Witwicky, I can't remember who they are.
Can't keep track of them all.
Yeah,
So Ultra Magnus starts this rousing speech. He's like, I want to be like, just like Prime. I want to, even want, since I knew him, I want to be like him. but it's impossible because he's way stronger than I am. But you know what I can do really well? We can all do. We can die. We can die really good. He full goes a full Klingon mode here.
Oh yeah, that's why I was thinking of, the Spartans at Thermopylae.
Oh yeah.
It's like, tonight we dine in hell.
Yeah. And it's great. They're all he ra rallies all of the Autobots. And like I said, he looks rough.
Yeah,
He
he
is beat
does.
up. He's scarred. He's got bullet holes in his chest. And they're all back there enchanting Prime. He, by the way, has this G2 Autobot rifle,
Oh yeah, he's got one of those oversized rifles that's like bigger than him.
which looks fantastic in his arm. And
Now they need to
a
make that.
sword. Oh yeah. We'll get my masterpiece G2 sideswipe.
Right.
He gave him those guns, and it's the best thing he ever did. But he's also got this really cool looking sword, and I don't know what that's supposed to be,
Yeah, I'm not
besides
sure.
just a
I
cool
mean,
sword.
it looks like it should be something. It is
Yeah,
sparkly. It is. Is it is
sparkling
shiny?
blue,
Yeah.
and very, I don't know. It looks really cool though. It's got, let's say, like weighted hilt and everything. It's like it's a magic sword in D&D.
Right. Yeah. He's got like the Ocarina of Time tucked away somewhere, and
Oh yeah.
he's got the Master Sword, so.
Then we go to Megatron and Ultra Magnus, saying Decepticons or Autobots charge, and they all go in. They just go full on war, which I think everyone's been waiting for this for a long time.
Oh yeah, especially us.
Yeah, and I'm sure Shredhead's going to be there to help like change the tide of the battle at some point, but for
Well, I
right
mean, at
now.
this point, we're like 2 years in to this comic.
God, it doesn't seem like that, but it is.
Yeah. Does it seem like it was 2 years ago we were trying to hunt down all those like covers for number one
Really
that they're
doesn't seem
still
like that long
making?
ago. Yeah, no joke. It really doesn't seem that long ago. It seems pretty recent, but here we are. Yeah.
That's a
Oh,
sign of that.
yeah. What year is it?
Yeah.
Even Superion's jumping in there with like, one arm.
Oh
Man,
yeah, he's doing like a jump off the turnbuckle there.
yes, Diamond Dallas Page off the turnbuckle.
Right?
But
Is that
we
like a Mankind move to have like one arm tied behind your back and jump off the turnbuckle? I mean,
probably
that's definitely a Mick Foley move.
it's pretty gritty though. You go with like there's different panels with some onomatopoeia in there. RC backhanding a Soundwave across the face. Rumble's using his pylons on Wheeljack, like face to face.
Oh yeah, Wheeljack's losing some metal there.
Yeah, Starscream's kicking Jazz's mouth open.
Right,
It's
yeah, like you see
teeth.
like teeth. Almost, he looks almost skeletal.
He does. He got laser beak coming after. I'm thinking that's going to be Trailbreaker
That's
with the
Trailbreaker
gun.
by the
Yeah.
hand, yeah.
Yeah.
I
And then
say hand, that
Beachcomber.
rocket hand.
Yeah, exactly. Beachcomber is hanging back watching it all because he's sworn not to fight anymore.
Right. But
But
he'd
yeah.
like to have some electrum right now.
Yeah. No joke. Go find the Golden Lagoon, man.
Right.
And so Sparky's sitting in Optimus, so they're going back to the Matrix. It looks like they're going through Cybertron. It looks like, like big, metal buildings and stuff.
And they're kind of driving through his memories too, through
Yeah.
Optimus's memories. I guess it's a mix. It's a mix of both their memories.
Yeah, it's because you see memories of Spike when he's a little kid
Yeah,
and
you see
dead
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Yeah.
So yeah, Sparky, this is where he talks about, I only remember waking up and immediately seeing you being attacked, Prime. And yeah, it's constantly the entire time those tendrils are trying to, surround him and pull him down. So it's almost like old spark plugs become part of the Matrix now. So his memories are tied in with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's one with the Matrix now. He's done what no human's ever done before.
Yeah, Spike tried to do.
He's even got a statue in there.
He does, which is really cool. It's like it's completely untouched, which is the only statue completely untouched because all the other prime statues are all surrounded by these tendrils of like dark purple energy.
Yeah.
So there's a whole mystery as why Spark Plug's statue is the only one that's not covered. I kind of wonder if it's it
The
has to do with
Overfiend.
I was thinking more like it's gonna lead into anything like headmasters, target masters, some sort of way to keep off Energon, or maybe there's some sort of binary bonding.
Right, is he going to be the new Haikyuu?
Maybe, I mean, I can kind of see it.
They could do
But
like they did in Power of the Primes and just have like the shell of the Matrix, and you can have like a sparky like Prime Master, or what were they call them? Yeah, the Prime
yeah,
Master.
they're yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you can plug it in to the Matrix holder.
That'd be cool. We'll
Yeah.
see how that works. Who knows at this point?
Right.
We'll see what they end up with. But we go back to the fight, and Ultramagnus is holding Trailbreaker, who looks like he's down. And there's this, it's RC's down. Who is that? I think it's Jazz down, and Ultramagnus is giving it his all, and they're trying to hold up against the Decepticons fighting, and the Decepticons are taking some damage too, but it's not near as much as the Autobots have taken.
Yeah, well, I see Wheeljack, RC, and Trailbreaker.
Is it Wheeljack?
Yeah, it's Wheeljack.
Okay,
Yeah.
I thought it was Jazz. Maybe, yeah, I can see that then.
Oh, maybe that is Jazz.
Yeah, it looks like
Yeah, you know what? That
his
is Jazz.
head.
You're right. There's no wings. That's a
Yeah, it's
windshield.
also his head's a little differently shaped.
Yeah, I was thinking that was Wheeljack's ears, but yeah, that's his little antlers.
Yeah. Starscream finds Optimus Prime, and RC's, basically covering Spike that she's not going to go anywhere.
Oh, after he disarms Superion.
Oh God, that's right.
Like, literally disarms him.
Man, Superion is not doing well.
Yeah.
There was that Fireflight went down. Looks like it, yeah.
Yeah, the red one. Yeah, it's Firefly.
The red one, yeah.
The red one.
Nice fan you are. You don't even know the name of
That's the only way I remember those guys is by their colors.
I know exactly. Actually, yeah, I think I had to kind of do the this process of elimination. Okay, there's like obviously Silverbolt, Slingshot, we all know that, Firefly, Air Raid. Yeah, I think that's how I kind of like think of them all, that that they kind of go, I kind of do a process of elimination.
Yeah, because skydive's the gray one, right?
Yeah, Scott is a gray one.
Yes,
Air Raid's the
the black one.
double winged black one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a F-15, so he would look just like Skywarp.
Yeah, except smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, Starscream is just smirking as like Carly's trying to cover Spike, and he starts laying into him. And true to his form, Beach Coomer's not gonna fight, but he's gonna take some shots in the back for Carly and Spike,
Yeah.
and takes another huge shot as and he goes down.
Yeah, right to the side.
Man.
And Starscream's laughing at him.
Of course he is, because he didn't have to fight anyone to fight back. So Beachcomber is now out also, while Carly is standing on top of Optimus Prime's chest screaming no.
Yeah, more and more of them are dropping.
Yeah, it's looking bad. Really good time for Carly's van to show up.
Right?
But yeah, we're back to the Matrix, I guess. Optimus Prime's opening the base of the statue of her Sparky. And
Yeah.
that's where he sees the conduit between the Matrix, the outside, the inside, where Spike's there. He's completely unconscious.
Yeah, and he's like halfway in the Matrix.
Yeah. And it's like, Optimus Prime saying, like, he's tethering me to you now. I never would have been able to find this place without him. He tried to sacrifice himself like Sparkplug did. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And there's this really cool sequence of panels where Sparkplug's looking at Spike, and then you go back, you see like Optimus Prime is like, touching Bumblebee, and then it's Jetfire, and then it's Ratchet, all the other fallen Autobots.
Yeah.
So there's this whole scene where I'm guessing like Sparkle's pushing, yeah, he pushes him back through, like, let me save you now.
Yeah.
Trying to bring back Spike to the world of the living. And he makes Optimus Prime promise that he won't ever be alone. And Optimus Prime, of course, promises that they'll take care of him, because that's not gonna come back to bite Optimus Prime like in the next issue, I'm sure.
Right. And then it looks like all the tendrils are being removed or something, like they're being pushed back, maybe. I don't know.
Kind of looks
But
like it. It's hard to tell. I
the
guess we'll find.
primes are being freed from them, though. Definitely.
Yeah, so maybe we'll find out more, by next issue or so.
Right.
And I gotta admit, though, Starscream could have ended all of this twice now.
Oh, yeah, he's got a gloat.
Yeah. But both times, Megatron slaps him silly
All
or
right, well,
chokes
first
him.
he's gloating over Carly, going, "Oh, wait, I know you." Like he's about to reminisce, "Oh yeah, your dad was the first human I killed."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Megatron stops Starscream and like, he I told you to wait.
Yeah, mid-sentence, because she asks, "Is there any part of you that isn't evil?" And he goes, "Nope, I'm bad to the b-" and then
When
came the
he goes out.
smack.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Megatron is, well, I think Megatron wants to do this his way.
that was an open hand slap, by the
Oh,
way.
yeah.
His pimp hand is strong.
I like the they also did the his fusion cannon. It's not a classic G1 style. It looks very almost like it feels more like the Transformers 1 style of the cannon.
Kinda, yeah, and for some reason it reminds me of like the Megatron origin like design he
Kind of
had.
does too, yeah. I can see
Yeah.
that both. So
It's cool looking.
it was great. Oh, it's fantastic. It doesn't look like a scope. It looks like a freaking dangerous cannon.
Like a drill gun almost.
Yeah, actually, that's a good way to put it with the way the front of it is. So, Megatron's like, I have deeper plans than your one-note violence. And yeah, he's basically telling Starscream, like, look, you have no imagination. I want to do more with Optimus Prime. And I almost kind of wonder if he wants the Matrix. Kind of what I'm feeling, but maybe I'm
No,
wrong.
of course he does.
Yeah, well, why not? Well, the humans can be killed.
There was probably a little jump to Soundwave's heart, like, oh boy.
Suddenly we got a little flutter, like, oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Finally.
But that's when Optimus Prime wakes up and tells him that they're under his protection. And then we get to the grand finale. Which I'm sure is going to be issue number 24.
Oh, yeah.
And this is where Starscream's like, no, I'll stay clear, I'll run him. And Megatron's like, no, this is between me and him. And of course, we pull the classic line, one shall stand and one shall fall.
Oh, yeah, Megatron tosses his really cool looking fusion cannon off to the side. Like,
Oh yeah.
he's going to savor this one.
Oh, he's going to do it hand to hand.
And it's kind of funny because you remember from the Marvel run in the US, issue number 24 is where Optimus died.
God. Well, here's hope we don't have a rehearsal or a rehashing of
Rehashing it. Yeah. That's usually like an Optimus's limit. Like every 2 years, he's got a croak.
We didn't have that problem before the return of Optimus Prime in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Well,
You just couldn't.
he'd gone 2 seasons and then,
Just can't, and then of course the Japanese are like, yeah, we're gonna kill him again, and they're like, wait, let's bring him back, but different.
Oh, like Beast Wars Megatron said, you Optimuses do love to sacrifice yourselves.
Let's make you come back as a giant space truck. Well,
They could do Monkey Truck now.
they could, they really could.
They shouldn't, though. Don't do Monkey Truck.
It's the more I look at like the more I look at Beast Wars like Optimal Optimus or no yeah Optimus Primal the well it was Optimal Optimus
Well, yeah, he was still Optimus Primal, but they called him Optimal
yeah
Optimus. Yeah.
he looks so goofy.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I'm talking about the Transtech monkey truck, like the truck with the gorilla face on the
Oh
front, like
yeah
that monkey truck.
no they don't have to do that. They can not do that. It'll be fine. Man, look at the other issue covers. Like they have some really sweet looking covers. Well, it looks like a Superion. Is he armless? No, he's got
He's
one
got
arm. He's
one, yeah.
got one. It's way up. Okay, think are really cool, like almost silhouetted scene of the Autobots, which they
Yeah.
make Jazz look like the Jazz from the 2007 movie where he's kind of crouching on a high post.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Really cool other issue covers, but I like the Ultra Magnus one a lot. It was really good.
The Soundwave one was, I thought, was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, totally.
Because you have like a, I wouldn't say a hologram, what do they call that? Where they you do the you put the music in the viewer and you can actually see a picture they made with the sound.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
what
know what you're
I'm
talking about. I don't know what it's called.
a spectrograph, is that what it is?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what it looks like. He's down there as his cassette player and you see that it looks like a spectrograph of Soundwave above him, like his robot mode. So that was kind of cool looking.
So we have a little teaser cover for number 24 with Optimus Prime over top of Megatron, which you know that's got to be a like a red herring.
Right.
So kind of curious how that's going to go.
And did you check through the letters page at all?
I have not actually.
Oh yeah, we got a couple name drops.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, someone asked, will Bumblebee be revived into Goldbug? And they go, I don't know who that is. Like playing coy.
Nice.
Yeah. Because you
So,
know, if they've seen season three of Sunbow, you run across Goldbug at the end. Even more so if you watch Dr. Smoove.
yep. I look like a gold bug. Yeah, that's what you'll be. Gold bug. We'll leave the rest of that for people to find.
That's why Cup's not involved anymore.
That's why they brought Cup in.
Yeah, oh, I thought they showed him die on Cybertron.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Or he got dead, blown apart. Who knows?
Yeah, I kind of like figured with the Ultra Magnus and RC being there.
Yeah.
We already know that, Hot Rod and Springer are out there, so which they should be. Well, I'm guessing around issue 25, we're going to see some confluence of all the different characters coming together.
Oh, I misread that. He said no comment on Goldbug, and he asked about the Seacons, and he says he doesn't know who the Seacons are, which that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not like the Decepticons need more combiners at this point.
Man, you always need the Seacons. You need Seacons and Predacons.
Oh, dude, the Seacons and Predacons would be awesome. Dude, the Terracons.
Well, and I mean, the Seacons would be really useful right now since they got a big chunk of Cybertron, in the Pacific.
Yeah. I'm sure it's gonna be fine down there. Nothing's gonna happen there, right?
Right.
Yeah,
So, yeah, that's pretty much it for this one.
it's obviously leading up to a big conclusion in 24, so we'll see how that goes. And I can't imagine we're gonna lose. Well, we might. We can't imagine we're gonna lose Optimus Prime or Megatron at this point. We just got him back. But then again, this comic doesn't seem to care, so we'll see.
Well, somebody's got to go. And it's got to be big because this is kind of like their last hurrah. If something big doesn't happen, then it's kind of the end.
Yeah, well, something big is gonna happen. I just don't. Yeah, I'm not sure what that cover makes me feel like they're pulling a red herring there. So I'm curious what they're gonna do. We'll see.
They
I'm
love
sure
to mess with this.
they really do, and the issues are still brutal. So I'm a big
Well,
fan of.
and Kirkman's taking over on 20 issue 25, so.
Yep. With the yeah, so we're gonna see how that he takes it. So with issue 25, I'm sure it's gonna be brutal. Well, considering they're kind of bringing the Void Rivals and Transformers to a confluence also because of what's going on with the Quintessons and everything. So it kind of makes
Right.
sense that he's getting more involved. So Mike was it? God, what is his name? Right, Mike. Trying to think of the guy working on the book, Mike Spicer. Thank you, Kellerist.
Yes,
They're asking him what
yes.
his favorite Transformer is, and he kind of drops in there Blaster. So, kind of wonder if we're going to see Blaster in the near future.
That's a cool picture
That's a
with
great picture
Optimus
too.
sitting on
Yeah,
Blaster too, yeah.
a little Optimus Prime and then like sitting on Blaster. Yeah,
Yeah.
so I'm
Are we
sure
going to get
we'll
Raul to dance in front of him to break dance?
please. Yeah. And then they did the character spotlight on Wheeljack. So Wheeljack is the Autobot's lead scientist and one of the Optimus Prime's most loyal allies. But is he? Have we just, cracked the code on Wheeljack?
I don't think he's disloyal. I think he's just like dangerously incompetent at times.
Yeah, there's a difference. All right,
Yeah,
cool.
so they played that up pretty much in every series, every
Yeah.
iteration. Wheeljack's inventions hurting him.
The only thing they didn't do that was in Prime, where he was just a
Oh yeah, well,
wrecker.
he was a wrecker. He wasn't quite your regular Wheeljack in that one. He wasn't your mad
No,
scientist.
but a good Wheeljack nonetheless. But yeah, definitely
Oh
not
yeah.
bad. All right, cool. Well, that's issue number 23, and we are urgently awaiting the issue number 24 and see how this all kind of plays out.
Right, so we got a couple more weeks before that comes out, so that'll be
Oh
good.
boy. So I guess we're gonna have to get on Void Rivals number 21.
I wonder if it's gonna be like double size issue. That would be nice.
Oh, that'd be great.
Probably won't be though.
No, definitely not. But it'd be really cool.
It would be very cool.
All right, guys. Everyone, thanks for checking us out this week. And give us a like and follow. And we will be back next time. Look for Void Rivals number 21. And we'll see you soon. You want to say anything on the AL?
Yeah, I wish we had a little bell to ring on that Typhoo T-Tran.
I can shake it a lot. It'll rattle.
I don't know if I would trust the plastic to
No,
survive that.
I haven't. See everyone. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.